The Green Bill has finally arrived for EU importers, and it has a definitive number attached to it. Today, April 14, 2026, the European Commission officially published the CBAM Price Benchmark 2026 for the first quarter, setting the rate at €78.45 per ton of CO2. This isn't just another reporting requirement. For the first time, authorized declarants must use this live, market-indexed price to settle the carbon-linked customs obligations on imports of steel, aluminum, cement, and other high-carbon goods. The era of free carbon imports into the European Union is effectively over. The Q1 milestone, from reporting to paying the release of the CBAM Price Benchmark 2026, marks the transition of the carbon border adjustment mechanism from a purely administrative exercise into a direct financial levy. Importers can no longer simply track emissions. They must now ensure they hold enough certificates, purchased at the €78.45 rate, to cover the embedded emissions in their products. Fixed Q1 rate, €78.45 per ton of CO2. Primary targets, steel, aluminum, cement, fertilizers, electricity, and hydrogen. Pricing logic. The rate is derived from the average closing price of EU ETS, emissions trading system, allowances on the common auction platform for each week. Market impact. A new cost of doing business for heavy industry across Central Europe and global exporters to the EU, this benchmark is the starting gun for a new era of cost accounting. The CBAM Price Benchmark 2026 ensures that carbon-intensive goods produced outside the EU face the same financial hurdles as those produced domestically under the EU ETS. The bottom line: if you are importing a shipment of steel with 100 tons of embedded CO2, your additional tax liability just became €7,845. This immediate hit to margins is intended to incentivize global suppliers to decarbonize or face dwindling competitiveness in the European single market.